All right, welcome back to Backdoor Cover. First off, I want to say shouts to Norris for that beat that you just heard.
You can't listen to that and not dance.
That's a great beat.
Like your shoulders just start popping.
That's an original Norris beat right there. Just a hot track.
I don't know who Norris is, but he's a talented guy.
We're back here at Grand X Media Headquarters in Austin, Texas for another episode of Backdoor Cover with me, Ross Bolin, and Dylan Shiver.
Perfect pronunciation. Glad to be here, man.
Where every week we talk college football, sports betting, and the art of Kama Sutra.
Yes.
Before we get into week two, we know you're looking to dominate the tailgate scene this year, so you have to check out our sponsor, Man Outfitters, at manoutfitters.com for all your clothing needs. From great-looking game day apparel to Yeti gear, manoutfitters.com has you covered. Get 10% off your first order with
what?
The code CFB at checkout in
10%?
All caps. CFB at checkout. 10%, son.
How do you not jump on that?
And that code expires on October 31st, so get in there now and profit. Profit.
Code expires in 5 minutes, so jump on it now.
Now you have to buy now. Press pause and buy now.
Okay.
All right, now we're here with noted picker, Dan, register.
We're just going right into it.
Register. Yeah. Speak.
Dan, welcome, man.
Speak, Dan.
What's going on? I guess we don't have the rundown on the screen right there.
No,
that's
just another producer mic will fuck up.
Our TV is having issues, Dan.
Never really got an email either of what we're actually talking about, but thankfully
Dan,
just have an idea.
Oh, Dan. You want me to run you through it?
I have a rough idea.
What are you calling this segment? Because
we haven't figured that out.
Oh, my God.
You had a week to think about it.
Me and Dave have been going back and forth. Dave from Touching Base,
all right,
PGP.
As of right now,
and
it is still...
we've come up with nothing, really.
It is still called Dan Register's Look Back with Dan.
That's really bad.
That's so bad.
That's the name of the segment right now.
That's Micah.
Because Dan has failed to come up with a name.
I think we leave it up to the audience. No?
I don't think they care enough.
They probably don't.
They don't care enough.
No. I don't think it needs a name.
I'll run you through your fucking segment, your own segment.
No, I know what it is.
Okay, well then let's...
can lead us off.
Then let's do it.
Start talking, damn it.
All right, let's do it. So, classic overreaction from last weekend. Is the SEC dead? They went 7-7 last week. Everyone's talking about it. SEC, it's a down year.
Okay, I mean, dead, that's a strong word.
No.
To say they're dead.
That's just what the media says.
But are they dying?
Are they dead?
Are they near death?
They're weak.
Are they in the ground?
Are they ill?
They're weak. I mean, Alabama's pretty strong.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're strong.
Bama,
other than that, yeah, they're not impressive.
Bama did
impressed.
Not seem to have faded.
No, I don't think they're going anywhere.
If anything, they're scarier than ever.
They're just in a first-round NFL draft factory at this point.
That's what it is.
They're just stupid.
Both offensive and defensive lines are just bigger than everybody else's.
Yeah,
and that's all you need. They just plug somebody in at quarterback for whatever reason at Alabama.
You win games up front. That's what they
and
say.
They just win. But that doesn't seem to work for like LSU. LSU can't seem to find a quarterback ever.
That they look fucking pathetic. That was a boring, shitty game.
Yeah, they really don't ever have a good quarterback,
no.
Do they?
Did Les
Even
Miles
when they do
come
get guys
that?
Drafted, that still, they don't really do much in college. Is that a Les Miles thing? I was hoping
he would just walk away after that game. Just say, never mind. I am fucking retired. That was bad.
He got an extension last year, right?
Yeah.
After like,
it was
the,
emotional.
There was a lot of talk of him getting fired.
It was very emotional.
But, yeah, the whole SEC as a whole, like Ole Miss blew that game against Florida State.
Yep.
That was all my boy Chad Kelly. I feel like he threw, what, 3 interceptions?
That was your boy?
I like Chad Kelly a lot.
Mm. Explains a lot.
Well, Chad fucked up.
He did.
Chad had a rough day.
And then you have teams like Arkansas, where I think Brett Bielema has 7 total SEC wins in his career coaching at Arkansas, but that's less than... Jimbo Fisher of Florida State has more SEC wins than...
That's not what you're looking for the record.
No.
So Jimbo's 8-1 and Brett Bielema
is
7-17 in conference play.
That's not strong.
No.
I always felt bad for people with difficult to pronounce last names.
Like Shiver...
Like that. Because I've just got an easy one, man. Bolin. It's over. Anyway. Shouts to Arkansas coach Brett Bielema.
Bielema. I think you say it.
And then,
Bielema.
I mean, you had Mississippi State lose a heartbreaker. They got South Carolina this week, who didn't look strong. Vanderbilt's terrible. I mean, the whole conference.
They're down.
It's down. It's down here. Except our Alabama's winning the national championship.
Is Bama just ripping?
That I'm saying that.
I'm pretty sure you
We don't know how strong USC was. What if there's a total boner of a team?
I think USC is probably an 8-win team. At least an 8-win team. 8 or 9-win team. But I think Alabama, year in and year out, like, Saban's going to be getting the playoff.
It looked less like USC's fault and more like Alabama was that good to me. But I don't know.
But the thing is, Alabama will trip up some point this year. They're going to lose. They always do.
They never go undefeated. That's true.
They always lose early. They'll probably. I mean, Ole Miss has a 2-game win streak against them, I think. So they're going to lose. They're going to trip up either LSU or Ole Miss. But they're going to probably make the playoffs and win the championship again.
I'm bored of speaking of the SEC.
You're just done with the SEC?
Shall we move on?
We can move on. Did you guys see Arizona State? Well, I guess this is one of the bigger games this weekend because it's a really bad weekend. They're playing Tech. And if you're familiar with Texas Tech, one of Texas Tech's traditions is they bring tortillas to games and throw it onto the field.
Do they actually still do that, though? I thought that was like a 90s thing that they did.
I think they still do that.
As I call them, tortillas.
Yeah, as Ross calls them, tortillas.
You know what you do with tortillas is you sizzle.
Okay.
We're going back to that.
Right, Nobody knows what that is. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to derail this.
Let's not take this podcast.
So why are we talking about tortillas, Dan?
Well, Arizona State is going to be patting down Texas Tech fans for tortillas.
Are they aware that tortillas are indeed flat?
Yeah, I could conceal 20 tortillas on me. You could pat me down and not know that they're.
I could conceal 500 tortillas on me.
You can't do 500.
I can do 500.
I will go buy 500.
Nobody says
put on sweatpants now, and you can't do that.
Sweatpants and a track jacket. Have you ever seen the movie?
So glad my co-host,
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
You see how much cash they fit on that one hot, like, Scandinavian chick or whatever?
But she didn't actually get on the plane, though.
You're telling me I can't do 500 tortillas?
I think you're underestimating how many tortillas.
Anyway, whatever. The point is, what an idiotic strategy. Patting down. You can pat somebody down to find a gun, but not a tortilla.
Yeah, well, they don't even pat down for guns.
They don't pat down for
shit.
They
pat down for tortillas.
Most NCAA stadiums, you can take beers in your crotch and all kinds of. You know, I don't condone that behavior, but.
Yeah, well.
What are we talking about?
Are we just okay? We're just gonna stop. But no, Micah just keeps going. Oh, let's move on. Let's move on, dude. Next thing. It's like, Micah, yeah. Cool down.
There are many reasons why we don't like Micah, and that's just another.
I don't
one
think
of
Micah maybe. Likes Dan Rejester's look back with Dan segment.
No, I don't
it is
know.
Moving kind of slowly, but it's okay.
It is.
It's okay.
Still don't really know
He's
my role
his
on this podcast.
Nobody knows your role.
The next point is Manziel's back to school. Talk to us about that.
We are. Johnny's back at A&M.
Johnny Manziel.
He's taking classes.
Nobody cares.
Is that like a real thing that
he's
doing?
It's fucking over. I'm so sick of talking about Manziel. It's not even fun anymore. He's just a washed up loser.
But shouts to Manziel. Hop on the cast.
But shouts to Johnny. If you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome. We'll do drugs with you or whatever.
I'll do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's turning around. He's going back, taking classes.
That's good. That's good for him. But we'll see
if
he
actually
sticks with
it. Yeah, go
ahead.
Try to pull the Billy Madison.
It's been sober, right? It's been sober since July?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If
I mean, he Snapchats like, no, he's not sober.
If you do drugs to the point that no one can tell if you're sober because your brain is so fried, then it no longer matters and you might as well just keep going and doing drugs. That's my advice to Johnny. It's too late.
He's perpetually high.
Your Snapchats make you look like a psychopath. Just keep doing drugs. You might as well.
And
next.
The next topic, I guess, maybe, since there's four topics that I have today.
Five topics.
There's four. I
Dan can't
four.
Count, guys.
No, I'm only going to do four.
He's going to change the format.
Dan
on
just canceling fucking topics in the middle
Dan.
Of the show.
I told you Mike didn't send me the rundown. But I'm just going to do four, and maybe I'm just throwing this out there. I'll leave it up to you guys. Four down territory with Dan. It's very cliche. Very,
okay.
I don't like it.
I think it's two between
but it's
bad
not the worst
and
thing
good.
I've ever heard.
It's not bad enough, right?
I would prefer worse.
It has to be worse.
Right.
So like, bad it's good.
That's
what's your next
point
what's
there.
Your next?
Yeah, just yeah, let's move on.
Kirk Ferentz from Iowa got a decade-long extension. He's been there for, I don't know, he's been there forever. But he went 12-2 last year, but the years before, I think he had, like, the most wins he had in 5 years was, like, 8 wins. So what do you think of just Iowa extending a perennial mediocre coach
for
another decade?
But isn't there really not, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, isn't there not much of a...
It's been there since 99.
What is the downside? Because if he sucks dick in 4 years, can't they just cut him loose and pay him out?
You always have to pay him out, though.
Yeah, but these schools don't run out of money, man.
Yeah, I guess. But he went 12-2 last year, lost the Rose Bowl. Year before, he went 7-6. Year before that, 8-5.
He's a good coach.
4-8. He's a decent coach.
He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. He's a good coach. In a place like Iowa, that's a perfect fit for him.
I mean, it just strikes me as one of it's like overpaying for a quarterback in the NFL. Like,
what does he make?
They're going to run out of fucking money.
What does he make?
4.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising to me. He doesn't deserve that.
No. He's up there. I think he's a top 5 or 10 coach in the country.
He's a top 10 coach.
I say good for
coach.
You, Iowa. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's fine. Good for him. Good for Iowa.
Whatever. It fucking rip.
They're never going to win a national championship while he's there. That's not going to happen.
No. They're never going to win a Big Ten.
They're happy just being a good team with a good coach, and that's fine with them.
Aren't they playing Iowa State this week? Well, fuck, we'll get to
playing
Iowa
State.
Dan, why are we not going to talk about your fifth thing that is fat kickers are becoming a thing? Joey Julius at Penn State and Raphael Gaglianone.
That's the extra point, I guess. We scored on
the Okay, this is the extra point.
I think Penn State's kicker, I guess his name is Joey Julius.
Joey Julius.
I think he tries to be just a fat fuck.
Didn't he truck someone on Saturday?
He destroyed a kid.
I think it's like part of his shtick. Like, oh, look at me, I'm a kicker, I'm also fat. And he like tries to be fat to like look funny.
Is that a thing though? It's becoming more prevalent in college football.
If he was skinny, would you know what his name was? No.
Probably not.
No one cares.
The kicker for Wisconsin, Gagliani.
No one cares what your name is if you're a skinny kicker.
Gaglianone.
Hit the game winner against
LSU. If you're fat, it's like, look at this fat fuck out there kicking the ball around. Let's make him famous.
The fat kicker I'm most familiar with is Fat Randy of former A&M glory.
Oh, here we go.
And he was just a massive letdown for the Texans. So the fat kicker thing for me, at least Joey Julius is going out there and laying wood on other people, though. You know, who cares if he can kick or not?
We should have called this podcast Laying Wood.
Yeah.
That would have been hot.
I don't think Apple would have. Well, maybe. I don't. Fuck it. You know? Dan, but, what else? You got anything else for your Dan Regester's look back with Dan?
Turn Dan's mic off yet?
Really, I'm going to keep chiming in, but
okay.
For this whole segment that Mike tries to get me to do, like a look back, I guess, I have no idea where we're really going with
this. I love that you hate your own segment.
Hey, Dan, just keep talking your segment down. That's good radio. Get people to tune in.
Yeah, you're really exciting the listeners. Fuck.
I hate the name.
Our weekly tailgate photo.
What am I doing here?
Our weekly tailgate photo and video contest is still going down. We had a winner this week because we'll have a winner every week, but I accidentally deleted your email. So if you're the chick who submitted the picture of you in the WVU stands, the West Virginia stands, email us backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. But anyway,
there's a long email address.
Submit photos and videos from your tailgate to backdoorcoverpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, that's like 64 letters, but that's what we got, all right? Some other dick took backdoorcover@gmail.com. If your shit's good, it'll be featured on the @TFMTailgate Instagram account. So give that a follow, @TFMTailgate. Every week we're giving away a different prize. Maybe it's a refrigerator or a bobblehead or a box of Kleenex, but we're giving away something. To the photo or video with the most likes.
I don't think you're getting either of those things, by the way.
Kleenex?
I don't think we're going to give anybody Kleenex.
I might ship somebody a box of Kleenex. In fact, I will. A signed box of Kleenex. Signed by Dan Regester of noted segment Dan Regester's Look Back with Dan fame.
He was our celebrity guest last week, too. Just a total... knocked that one out of the park.
I mean, we got to work on transitions. We got to work on a lot with this. I mean, it's early stages still. God, we'll figure it out maybe by like
Dan, stop talking it down.
The negativity is just killing the vibe in here. All right, winner of the photo and video and tailgate contest will get shouts on next Thursday's podcast, as well as possibly a box of Kleenex, bobblehead, or refrigerator. Like I said, one with the most likes. Oh, also, if you get the most likes for the whole season, you're going to win something insane. We haven't decided yet, but it could be a 93 Camaro, and it could be a set of golf clubs, and it could be a Labrador puppy, is what I'm reading here.
Or it could be Never mind. I was going to get dirty with that.
No, dude.
Like, okay.
We've got enough dirty shit going on for you to go.
Your intro involves some kind of reference to sex, like, every time, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not true. That's okay. It's just an inaccurate statement.
I don't know.
I think you're at least 2 for 3.
That 93 Camaro sounds dope, though.
To a break?
We're going to commercial.
Commercial?
now we're...
Mike had said go to break. We don't have commercials on
now
this
we're going
to
toss it to a break.
Coca-Cola's our sponsor. I think they have a commercial coming up.
We'll be back with you shortly.
Hey, guys. This is Rob Fox from Total Frat Move, and I'm here to remind you to listen to the Inside TFM podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday. If you want to hear me and the other TFM writers sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting about God knows what, anything from college news to fraternity news to just what's going on in the world, then definitely search TFM on iTunes and give us a listen and subscribe to the Inside TFM podcast. Now back to your show.
All right, now it's time to take a call from the Backdoor Cover Hotline. Call us at 800-392-6344. Give us your first name in school. Ask questions. Scream things. Let it all out. Release the tension. Let your emotions flow.
Cry
every week, we'll play the best call or calls. If there's two good ones, we'll play both of them. Again, the hotline number is 800-392-6344. And let's have a listen to this week's call.
Yo, what's up, Backdoor Cover? I'm a UT student, and, you know, also from Houston, you know, West Side alum, shout out Bill, shout out Barrett. And I'm like a fifth year here, and I'm also a Rockets, you know, Texans, Astros fan. So I'm used to disappointment with all my teams. And should I get my hopes up for Texas? Because honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they lost to UTEP next week. You know, and I just stop going to games like I usually do. Just keep getting drunk. And, well, you know, one of my boys offered me a 3-1 odds, and should I take it for them to win the Big 12? And just, how disappointed am I going to be? Right, shout out. Love y'all, man.
That is the voice of just the most beaten down Houston sports fan of all time.
Let me say that if any of you out there recognize this guy's voice and you're friends with him, or just he's an acquaintance, you know him, maybe you work with him, keep all weapons away from him. Don't let him be alone.
Because he didn't say his name.
If you recognize a voice and you know this guy, he's in a bad place.
Maybe
he's,
get him some help.
He's in a dark, dark world right now.
Like, it's time to call it not the Backdoor Cover Hotline, but the Suicide Prevention Hotline. Because that guy's close to the edge. First of all, he went to apparently the same high school that I did, which is incredible. And now he said he's like a fifth year at UT. What the hell does like a fifth year? It just means he's been there for a really fucking long time.
That means he's probably a sixth year or
and,
five and a half.
And he doesn't know when he's going to graduate still. He's got like 24 hours left. And he's just probably won't graduate based on that voicemail.
Let me answer his question, though. Should you get excited about UT football this year? Yes.
Actually, I think his question was, how disappointed am I going to be?
Well, he said, how excited should I get? Okay, get excited, but don't set your expectations too high. They're not going to win a national championship. Let's just be honest.
Well,
very small chance at that.
Based on the fact that he thinks there's a chance you lose to UTEP this weekend, I don't think he's setting his expectations very high.
That's true.
His expectations are below sea level.
You should be really excited if Texas wins a Big 12 championship. Like, really excited. But let that be your ceiling.
You have to identify with this guy, though, because it's been how many years in a row of disappointing Texas football?
Since 2010, so this would be
six years?
This is the seventh year.
A long time, and he's had to sit through a pretty shitty drought with Houston Rockets basketball and the Astros and the Texans.
Man, it must be rough.
There are cities out there who have it worse than you, dude.
Yeah, Houston.
There are.
Houston, Texas, really, really terrible and rough.
Come on, we haven't won a championship since 94, 95. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah, well, we didn't make the playoffs last year at all.
Just because
in any
Jordan
sport,
played baseball.
Philadelphia. And then going to UCF, we went 0-12.
For those who don't know, Dan is from Philadelphia. Should have been a waterman.
Where all of our UCF, or all of our sports teams were just god-awful.
That's true, but you're one of the few cities in the country who can just, like, tell me to fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy who just called, I'm talking to you right now. Look, if Texas happens to lose, maybe not this weekend, but if they lose, I want you to call us immediately. Call the hotline. We want to know how you are. We don't want you to off yourself, though. So let us be your outlet. Talk to us.
In fact, that dude needs to call every weekend, no matter what happens. Texas win or lose, that guy needs to give us a voicemail because that was incredible.
But
that's
that guy,
the most depressing thing I've ever heard. It made me feel so much better about where I'm at mentally in my life because he's so down.
The thing is, though, I don't think you should be realistic when it comes to your sports teams. I think you should be delusional as hell.
I think that's part of the fun of it. Yeah. I agree with you.
I think we went 0-12 last year. We won our first game in a year and a half last week. And I'm expecting to give Michigan a game next week or Saturday.
Okay.
At the big house.
Well, Texas State won one game that they were like a 21-point underdog, and now I'm all aboard.
You might go to a game.
I might even go to a
fucking
game.
When is the U of H game in San Marcos?
Oh, I don't know, but we got to go to that.
We should definitely go.
It's a few weeks away.
Okay.
Hey, but that guy, the caller, the anonymous caller who may or may not be still alive, he asked another question, which was his boy gave him 3-1 odds on Texas winning the Big 12. Would you take that?
3-1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you got? Who do you got in the Big 12 right now?
Oklahoma State, Baylor, OU are the contenders besides Texas. Well, is TCU good? TCU's good.
TCU did not look hot against
South
Dakota State.
Did not do well.
I mean, they eventually pulled away, but I mean, you have Kenny Hill as quarterback.
Those are your contenders, though.
It's not
TCU, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma.
Not the best situation.
Texas
TCU.
And OU.
I think Baylor's probably falling off.
So, yes or no, Dylan? You're the UT football expert.
Yeah, take the bet. Why not?
Take the fucking bet, dude. 3-1. You're already about to off yourself. Might as well take the bet.
If you lose the bet, you're probably... Well,
bet the farm on it.
And if you
go bet the farm on it.
You go with my mentality, you have to take the bet.
Bet the farm.
You won't be delusional. You know what? Maybe you don't even do 3-1. You do straight up.
No.
You're that confident in Texas.
Bet the farm.
3-1's good.
Yeah, you're going to take it.
Anyway, that's the end of the hotline segment of our show. Call us, 800-392-6344. And like I said, we expect a call every week from whoever the hell that was because I was just a real...
Just check in with us.
It was just a pick-me-up, you know? I just feel great now.
You're going to be fine this week. You're going to beat UTEP.
Your darkness is giving us light.
Don't worry. You're going to go 2-0. You're going to drink.
You are my guardian
Saturday,
angel.
You're going to have fun.
That guy's not going to have
fun. He survived another week.
That was after a win, too. That's him after a win.
That was after the biggest win,
win
in a fucking decade.
Like, dude, be happy.
Man, unbelievable.
You Texas people.
Hey, everybody. This is Madison Wickham, co-host of Dudes Doing Business, the latest and greatest business podcast that's available on iTunes and SoundCloud. Every week on Mondays, myself, David Ruff, and the strikingly handsome Joseph Nullet sit down and we talk biz.
That's Dudes Doing Business there.
Dave, what's your favorite thing to do in business?
I like to shake hands because it's neat to meet people.
If you like business and dudes doing it.
Look, if you like dudes, then
wait,
you should listen to this podcast.
Hold on. We can't phrase it that way.
No, we can. We just did.
Business and dudes doing it.
Other podcasts are afraid to go there. We're not. Hashtag business wins.
Dudes Doing Business. It's available on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right. It's time to welcome our friend Tim Livingston from theleadsports.com.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, boys.
How is it going?
It's going well. Really fun first week of college football, about to be followed up by a really shitty second week.
Yeah, but you went 4-0 week one.
I was going to say, start bragging about your 4-0 start, man.
Dude, week one's the easy week. It only gets more difficult.
We only bring on guests that go undefeated. And then Dan.
A lot of gambling pressure, but there are a couple lines that I like this week.
Hey, Tim, did you hear that I went 4-1 and I lost to Bill, who went 5-0? Do you hear that?
Ooh.
I'm also undefeated.
I mean, collectively, we lost one game between the three of us. So that's pretty impressive. And that was the OU game. That was on me.
Now we just got to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got this week the games are pretty lackluster compared to last week. So,
yeah,
you know,
we're very, very aware of this.
They still have lines, though, and you can still make wagers on them. So they're exciting.
So let's talk about the UT Notre Dame game for Dames that you got to go to last weekend.
Are you rolling around in leaves, by the way? What's that? What's all that muffling sound?
It's a little windy. I stepped outside the office, and we're having a meeting, so I stepped outside. So there might be a little wind.
It's windy in California.
It's windy in California. There's like construction going on. It's just a fucking shit show per usual. So hopefully I just ducked into a corner.
You sound better
that's
now.
A little better.
No, you're good. How was the tailgate and the game in Austin?
It was so much fun. You guys, got very intoxicated per usual at a Grand X function.
That's shocking.
That will happen.
The game was incredible. It will have. The game was incredible, man. We sat with Big Teacher Matt, had some ridiculously good seats, and got to see the evolution of Texas's. It used to be Hook'em Horns, and now it's just Let It Fucking Rip. That was probably the coolest thing of the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting. Let It Fucking Rip. You see our t-shirts we're selling, by the way? Why don't I hook you up with one of those if you're
yeah, I did, and I told my intern to buy one. So hopefully, that's a business expense, undoubtedly.
So you had a good time then?
A lot of fun, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into your picks for this week and see if you can go 4-0 again. No pressure.
I'm praying I can.
So we're starting off with UCF and Michigan.
UCF, yeah. UCF's at Michigan, and they're a 35.5-point dog. Michigan looked incredible last week against Hawaii, but Hawaii's terrible. And I think Scott Frost is a really good coach. Obviously, he's a rookie coach, but he's...
Hey, Tim,
really strong football
line. Are you being abducted by aliens right now?
Plus touchdowns is a little bit extreme. So,
Tim, can you hear us?
UCF is, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on.
It sounded like aliens were abducting you.
It was
via ship. There's some weird sounds. Some weird sounds are coming through right now. We got hot mic.
Like a tractor beam.
Yeah. But you're okay, though, right? You're okay?
I'm good.
All right, you sound good now. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you there. We could barely hear you, but keep going.
Well, should we start that segment over? Yeah, let's start it over. I have no fucking idea what just happened. Micah, can we just start from the beginning of the game okay, so we'll just start from UCF Michigan. I'll pipe it up again.
Let's keep the alien sounds in there though. Don't edit that out. That was exciting.
God,
I thought we were losing Tim.
Tim got took. Tim was taken. All right, so the first game we got up is UCF versus Michigan. Which is, what, a 35.5-point line?
35.5-point line. I think UCF didn't win a game last year, as you may or may not know. Scott Frost, the new coach, former O coordinator at Oregon. I don't think UCF is the best team in college football, but I think they're poised to cover. Michigan looked amazing against Hawaii last week. They're obviously a really good football team, but I don't know about laying 5+ touchdowns on UCF. This is one where I'm betting on a good young coach and, in my opinion, underrated, mediocre football team to cover against the boys in blue.
So you're going Michigan with the Golden wins. Knights.
Yeah, Michigan wins, but I think really closer in the 17 to 25-point range. I don't think I think a five touchdown defeat over UCF would be really impressive, but I don't think it's happening.
I'm sure local UCF fan Dan is happy to hear that.
Yeah, that one's for Danny, and one of my good buddies from out here in Los Angeles, Tyler Allen, is also a UCF guy. So I actually pay a little more attention to them than your usual Los Angeles urbanite.
Shouts to Tim's friend Tyler Allen.
Shouts, Tyler Allen. All right, now we're on to Kentucky at Florida. What do we got going on there?
Man, Florida didn't look great last week, and Kentucky blew a big lead. I like Kentucky to cover in this one. Florida just didn't look like a very good football team, and I don't think Kentucky's God's gift either, but I think that Stoopsie pulls it together in Kentucky. Covers on this one. I wouldn't bet this one as strong as I'm going to UCF, but I do like this line. I do like Kentucky to cover.
Going with two dogs so far.
Dog.
All right. UConn versus Navy.
So yeah, this one, Navy's quarterback tore his ACL. I don't know if you guys saw that, which brought this spread down a lot. I like Navy in this game. I think
it's a four point style.
Yeah, four point favorite. I think just their style of offense, from what I've read about them, and again, I don't watch the midshipmen every week by any means, but from what I've read and just watching their offense over the years, it's a pretty. I mean, they're running it. They're pure running, so it's an interchangeable attack.
Right.
And I like Navy.
Okay, cool. Then we got Virginia Tech, Tennessee.
This is a game where I am going to stay far away. This is where Tennessee just collapses again, or where they, they obviously have a ton of talent on the roster, so they obviously can win this game. But man, I can see them collapsing. So this is my stay away game.
We have to talk about the fact that they're playing inside a NASCAR stadium.
They are 150,000 scheduled to be in attendance, which is going to be insane. But my gut says that Tennessee pulls it together and wins handily. Virginia Tech is just not a strong team this year, but at the same time, I'm scared of this game.
I wish this was full of NASCAR fans as opposed to college football fans. That would be a little bit more exciting, I think. There's some crossover there.
Thing.
Yeah, there's some crossover. Yeah, I guess it is Tennessee.
I feel like Tennessee is mostly the same exact. Like, most Tennessee fans are probably the people you see in the NASCAR.
I guess they just dress differently for a college football game, but it's the same crowd. It's not BYOB, though, I'm sure. Well, maybe it is. Maybe. I don't know.
They drink just as much.
Yeah. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of Dale Jr. hats.
All right, sorry to interrupt there, Tim. All right, keep going.
So what do you got for our Heisman update 1 week through the season?
Well,
what are we looking at?
My boy DeAndre over at Florida State is a monster. I don't know if you guys watched the Florida State.
Oh, we did.
I mean, that game was just a clinic in the second half. They're going to be really tough to beat. That looks like a pretty clear-cut BCS team to me. And then DeShone Kizer for Notre Dame. I mean, obviously they lost to Texas, but the fact that he put up 6 touchdowns shouldn't be overlooked. That was really impressive.
Yeah, no, I mean, that comeback by FSU was ridiculous.
So those are my, I mean, after week one, those are the top two that I got. I mean, there's a lot out there. I think McCaffrey is just going to chew through the Pac-12, and he's still my guy. But I had never seen DeAndre Francois play before, and now that I have, I could not have been more impressed.
It's a cool name.
What do you guys think of Jameis Winston's pump-up speech, by the way, talking about McConaughey?
That was trash.
I thought it was uncomfortable. His whole bit about the
dogs and
yeah,
puppies.
Like we're not some puppies. I just made it was uncomfortable for me.
Jameis has never been much of a public speaker.
No,
he's not.
He's not a wordsmith. I'll that's fair to say. But it was just uncomfortable, and I can't take him seriously. He's
McConaughey's was much better.
No, he's not nothing like McConaughey.
Not even in the same league.
I've read the New York Times report on the Jameis Winston sexual assault scandal, and I can't really look that man in the eyes anymore. So
he's pretty hard to take seriously.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where, like, our country, when somebody does something terrible, and then like enough time passes, and we just forgive him. He's in my boat where it's like I've made the choice to never like him. So
respect it.
Fair choice.
Fair. Indeed.
Well, regarding Tim's picks, like we said, he went 4-0 last week. If you don't follow his picks, you're basically just not picking up free money off the ground at this point. So let's stay undefeated, Tim. Thanks for stopping by.
One more question.
We have another question for him?
Who do you like tonight in the NFL game, Denver and Carolina? Denver is currently a 3-point dog at home, defending Super Bowl champions.
Man, this game is scary. What's the over-under? I think I like the under the most in this game.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
But I got it at +3.5 for Denver.
You took Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, fuck
What's
you,
man. What's their quarterback's name? Seaman or something? What's it?
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Seaman.
Not important.
It's Seaman.
Not important.
No,
I just can't get behind a guy like that.
If I had to bet, And again, we at the lead did predict Denver over Carolina in the Super Bowl, which was an unpopular pick, as you guys know. I think Carolina is going to regress this year, not significantly, but you know, I don't think they're going to win 14 games again. And yeah, it's just, dude, week one of the NFL is tough, especially against, there's actually a lot of lines I like that we can discuss on a different podcast.
No, you got to make a pick in this game right now.
I would pick Denver.
Okay. See, Dylan,
I like at home with all the energy it's going to be had. And I, from what I've read about Seaman, he can really. I was trying to think of a Seaman.
Yeah,
joke.
you've read a lot about Seaman, haven't you?
I have.
Hot.
I know Seaman. More about Seaman than Seaman knows about himself.
Tim's our Seaman expert.
But I would pick Denver. I just home team, first game, energy, craziness. Those odds usually stack well for Denver, but I have the Denver defensive fantasy, so I'm just looking for a slugfest in which Von Miller wreaks havoc.
Well, there you have it. Tim, thank you for stopping by. Everybody hit theleadsports.com, subscribe to the Lead Sports newsletter, and check out their newly launched website. And, Tim, we will talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, boys. Talk soon.
Good luck.
All right, later.
All right, it's time for our weekly five-pick power play. Because that's what I decided to call it this week. It's the time of the show where we make five picks against the spread. We set up a pick'em pool on foxsports.com that you can find by searching Backdoor Cover, three words. Or hit our Twitter, @BackdoorCast, where we've tweeted out a link to that pick'em pool. Each week the winner will get a prize. This week it was a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters. This week it is a $50 gift card to Man Outfitters. And shout out to last week's winner, Connor G, who already got his gift card. In addition, Dylan and I are competing against each other each week with a different consequence every week for the loser. Dylan, as you all know if you've been listening, lost last week after going 4-1 when I went 5-0 and has to bleach his asshole.
Yes, next time you hear my voice, I will be with bleached asshole.
This week, the winner gets an open hand slap the loser in the face, which we will obviously record on video and tweet out.
That's fun.
All the lines in this segment are current as of the time of this recording, which is like 3:47 p.m. Central Time on Thursday. And now we have noted TFM contributor and Reddit expert Steve Holt joining us as this week's special celebrity picker.
Hey, glad to be here, you guys.
Let me get something straight.
College football.
Let me get something straight. So we have a weekly segment where we have a celebrity guest on. Week one, we have Dan Register. Register, however the hell you say it.
You also have me here again.
Yeah, thank you. In week two, we have some asshole named Steve Holt, who's not even a real person. He's just a writer for the site who writes.
He's a noted contributor and Reddit expert.
I mean, we're going backwards here on the celeb scale. Who's next?
I disagree with you. I think this
should
is
I have
a huge.
My, should
huge,
I have my mom call in?
This is a huge pickup to me.
Okay.
He went undefeated last week, Steve Holt.
I don't care.
Steve.
He's still a nobody. So, no offense, Steve Holt. You're a nobody.
No, come on, guys.
All right, Steve.
My picks have been so solid so far.
Let's get into the first game. Virginia Tech, Tennessee. Like we've already discussed, playing at a fucking NASCAR track, Bristol Motor Speedway. And the line is Tennessee minus 11.5. What do you got, Steve? Talk to me.
I'm a gamble by your gut guy, and I had App State. I had App State beating Tennessee last week.
Wow.
But I think that wakes Tennessee up, so I take Tennessee minus 11 this week.
Okay.
I agree with Holt here. I also have Tennessee.
I took Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Because Tennessee looks like shit.
This is going to be a bring your guts game. Give me Tennessee. Recovers, bounces back, wins by 3 touchdowns.
It's a bring your guts game, according to Dan.
Great.
This is probably the first game I lose.
Bring your own guts game.
I picked with you. Don't call a loss already, you dick.
I'm not calling it yet.
All right, moving on. UCF, Michigan. It is Michigan minus 35.5.
Shut up, Steve.
What? I don't understand. Why is that funny?
Because that's a big line.
I know, I'm just
and that's Dan's
around.
School. I'll go first. I have UCF. That's just a big spread.
It's 35.5.
They're
points.
Coming off momentum. Their first win in 16 years.
It's 7 touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns. It's five touchdowns, but
it's five.
It's five.
Oh fuck, man! I never did well in math.
So yeah, I got UCF.
Steve, who do you have?
I got Michigan by 34. So I'll take UCF.
All right, that's a very scientific and mathematical spot on prediction. Dan, what about you?
Closer than the experts think. I can't even say this with a straight face, but UCF outright
pulls off the upset.
Oh my god.
Dan, shut up, dude.
This game sucks.
They all suck. Why are we I took Michigan, but cuz fuck you, Dan. And because why are we even picking?
Why are we picking this game?
Why is this game on ESPN? Is another question.
Is this really a top 5 game?
Fuck. Dude.
Because it's at 11 o'clock. It's an early game, and there's no games this weekend.
It's a trash weekend. So yeah, we're playing that one. Fucking 35 and a half point game. All right, moving on.
And
Steve.
I look like a hero though if UCF wins outright.
Yeah, you look like Nostradamus. Yeah.
Okay.
Kentucky at Florida. The line is Florida minus 16 and a half.
I don't love this pick, but I'm going with Florida. I don't know why.
I'm also going with Florida. I don't really know why either, though.
I don't think Florida scored more than 30 points in, like, 2 decades. It's been a while. Like, last week they beat UMass 24-7. So you, they're playing Kentucky. It really comes down to how many points you think Kentucky's going to score. But I don't think they're going to score on the Gators that much. Maybe like 3 or 7 points. So give me Florida minus the points.
What do you want, Steve?
I mean, this is a total lock if you take the under in this game. But because we're picking spreads, I'm going to take Florida because Kentucky sucks. But Florida sucks too. The whole SEC East sucks.
But that's a little gem for you too.
Big 12 North.
That's a little extra nugget from Steve.
If you want free money, according to Steve, just take the under at 49.5 points.
Steve Holt under. Pure gold.
The whole lock. It's as good as gold.
Steve's lock of the week. All right.
Steve Holt has you covered, baby.
Steve Holt. All right. UConn versus Navy. It says here. It says here in our notes.
There's really no better games than these.
Shut up, Dan. The heat index is 100 degrees.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice add.
That's
in there,
the weather report.
Micah.
And Navy is minus four. Navy's QB blew out his fucking knee. He's out.
Shouts to the troops, though, man.
But shout out to the troops.
We support the troops here on Backdoor Cover.
Thank you for your service.
Hopefully he comes back full strength.
Speaking
for
of which,
country.
Because of that, I'm taking Navy just based on the fact that it's Navy.
I too am choosing Navy just because, you know, I support the troops, man.
Steve, what do you think? Are you anti-troops?
Fuck the troops. I'm taking
UConn.
Whoa. Oh, man. Again. We endorse the military here. We support them. We're all about it. This is just one man's opinion.
We are an anti-rape, pro-military
and
podcast.
And we probably won't have him back. So.
Okay.
Fuck the troops.
Steve's going with UConn plus four. Dan, what are you doing?
UConn barely beat Maine last week. They're terrible. Give me the Navy.
All right.
There it is.
We evened that out. God almighty. Arkansas at TCU. Hey, look, an interesting game.
No, is it?
Sort of, yeah.
This stands out as a good game. That's just a bad
I mean,
week.
It's good compared to this other shit that we got. It's TCU minus 7.5. The line started at 3, so people are apparently high on TCU. So I took fucking Arkansas because people are stupid.
I'm taking TCU.
Stupid.
Based on basically nothing. I don't like the SEC, and I'm betting with my gut. I don't know.
Your heart.
I didn't want to sound too cheesy, but yeah.
Steve?
I'm taking TCU, but I don't want to.
Okay.
You don't have to.
All right, then I won't. I'm going to take Arkansas. Plus 7.5.
Man, okay.
All right, on the fly, big change there from Steve Holt.
He feels real strong about that one, guys. So go big on it.
I think this is a bounce-back week for the SEC. I think Arkansas pulls the upset. They win outright.
All right, me, Dan, and Steve are all on the same page. I mean, I didn't say anything about winning outright because I'm not Dan and nobody asked, but whatever. Steve, you got anything else you want to tell us about life or secrets about the over-unders and any other games we might not have discussed or, you know, whatever?
I haven't looked at any lines this week, but last week I went to the Texas I don't know what the line is in the Texas game, but bet on Texas straight up or whatever it is. Not straight up, whatever the spread is, because Texas is going to destroy UTEP. And Dan did the worst thing you can do at a Texas game, if you're not from Austin, is he wore a bullshit, not very orange shirt to pretend that he was a UT fan.
Oh, what an idiot.
I found the most orange shirt in my closet. Not even my closet, it was my roommate's.
Dan, it's the worst. It's the worst thing to do. Just wear a regular shirt.
Dan, say the word orange.
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 Yeah, he's weird.
Anyway.
All right. That was great seeing you last weekend, Steve.
Yeah. Wow, great to see you guys.
I didn't see you, but
Steve,
I
missed you, man.
I would have loved to have seen you if I had.
Yeah, I miss you guys, too. Hey, I got to go. My boss is calling me. This is my break's up.
All right.
Later, Steve.
All right. Later, bye. Steve Holt.
There it is, Steve Holt.
Wow.
That's what he sounds like.
Love being joined by Steve Holt.
Never again, maybe.
I think we should have him weekly.
He did drop a fuck the troops, which I'm sure will go over really well.
That's aggressive. My roommate listens to this. He just got out of the Army. I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Well, Steve Holt has embraced the villain role on the site.
Let's just say he's a terrible guy.
He just threw gasoline on the fire.
He's just a all-around bad dude.
He is a bad person.
Man.
He gets paid.
Anyway, I guess we'll see if his picks are any good. He said he hasn't looked at any lines this week.
big Reddit guy, that Steve Holt.
Yeah, he gets his inside information off Reddit.com, where he is notably involved. And now we're going to toss it to Dudes Doing Business.
Hey, it's Dave again. In case you haven't gotten enough of me, you can listen to us over on the Touching Base podcast with Postgrad Problems. I'm here with Will DeFries. Hi, Will.
What's up?
Looking good?
You as well.
You feeling good?
Always.
Okay. Tell them why they should listen to our podcast.
If you want to be at the hotspot for all things fajitas and miatas, there's no other place to go but our podcast.
Wow. You hear that? No other place.
You might know how to close a deal based on Dudes Doing Business, but now you need to know what happens after you close that deal.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You don't just close and hang out. You got to close and then do something else,
yeah.
Idiots.
You go have Tex-Mex and a drop-top convertible.
Yeah. That's how you live the good life. That's how you be super tight like us. All right. So go subscribe to our podcast, Touching Base. Give us 5 stars. Give us a review. And just tell your friends that you enjoy our podcast and that you love everything about us. Thanks.
All right, let's talk for a second about the Thursday and Friday games. First of all, there are no Thursday games.
We have the NFL game.
Because we have an NFL game. We've got 2 very mediocre Friday games in Maryland versus Florida International, which I just wanted to note, from what I can tell, Florida International, I mean, I've been working here for 6 years. A lot of my job is focused on college entertainment, and from what I can tell, it's just a school for bikini models.
Those girls don't actually go to FIU.
So they all just say.
They say they go to FIU or FAU.
But they just live in Miami.
They're either in the Batoka or the Boca Raton, like Miami region.
Right.
Some South Florida girls. And then they just say that when they
I was hoping you
photos.
Would have an answer being a Florida guy.
Yeah, none of those girls go to the school.
Okay. Well, and by a Florida guy, I mean you went to school in Florida. You're a Philly.
I'm a Philly guy.
You're Philly trash.
I am. I should have been a waterman.
Should have been a waterman, Danny. And then we have number 13, Louisville at Syracuse, which nobody really cares about that either. But the NFL does kick off tonight with a Super Bowl rematch of Denver versus Carolina. And we got an email from a human named Baylor, not the school Baylor, regarding that NFL game, which I will now read to you. This is the email from Baylor. Know this podcast is mostly about college football, but what do y'all think about Carolina -3 versus Denver tonight? Yeah, this podcast is about college football. Because that's the theme of the podcast. But I guess we'll address this. Dylan, is that okay with you?
No, I'm totally cool with that. I mean, we can step outside the realm of college football. So
yeah.
We don't want to be boxed in.
There's no Thursday game, so it might as well.
No, and I mean, we already let Tim speak on it. And Tim said he's taking Denver. I like I said, I'm taking Denver as well.
I'm taking Carolina.
I got Denver +3.5. I want to be clear about that.
I'm taking Carolina, and I think you empty your bank account onto Carolina. That's just tonight.
Okay.
I think I read that on the site.
Dan, who do you like tonight in the NFL game?
I want to pick Carolina. I think Carolina's going to blow them out, but for that reason. And I really have – I mean, there's really nothing to it, this prediction, but I think Denver covers.
Okay.
I think
Carolina by 17.
And just because we just read, 17.
17 whole points.
All right, you heard it from Dylan. Now we've got a guy, just because we're on an email, I've got another email we're going to read. It's from a guy named Douglas, which I will read to you now. Yo, what site do y'all use to place your bets on? I'm trying to get rich by being a degenerate gambler since your picks are fire, but need to know where to start. Also, get Dan a voice modulator or something so we don't have to listen to his actual voice anymore. Thank you, Douglas, for the email.
That, by the way, the modulator. So
you just put the order in?
Yeah, so Dan's voice will be scrambled.
Been trying to work on it.
Yeah. It's good.
Get a little deeper.
I use a bookie.
I don't gamble.
Bovada.
And Dan uses Bovada, and Dylan is just straight edge.
The last time I deposited money into one of these online gambling sites, and I actually won a little bit. I was like, oh, tight. Let me cash out. They don't let you. They make you jump through like a million hoops and wait like 2 years.
Yeah, you got to send like your passport, your driver's license.
Send all this shit into them. The reason for that is they know that you're going to get impatient and you're going to bet your winnings and lose it.
You got to send
it's a total racket.
You got to send in a sample of your semen.
It's ridiculous. Use a bookie.
You don't want to quit.
Don't use
your
a
head.
Site.
Yeah.
Shouts to my bookie.
Don't use a website because they make it impossible to withdraw money
but
from.
And cashing out is for quitters, so.
Or if you just want money, you cash out. But we do support gambling, so gamble a lot. Gamble enough that it's gonna wreck your life.
Ignore the U.S. government and bet on sports.
Find a local bookie.
If there's any advice you ever take from me, it's this. Don't listen to the government.
You know what? That's a great point, though. Support local support local businesses.
Local bookies.
Get a bookie.
Yeah. Get a bookie, man. These websites are trash.
None of them, no book, like, you know that image of bookies that gets painted for you in the movies where they're all shady? That's not the way it is in real life. They're all straight up family men.
And if these websites, if they also offer, like, blackjack or roulette, stay the fuck away.
I actually had a bookie where his site had blackjack, and I had to request that he deactivate the blackjack section because that's how little self-control I have.
Did I tell you I used to have a gambling problem?
Yeah, you have. You want to talk a little bit about that real quick?
I had an online poker problem. This is back before they shut all that shit down. But I would play every night for hours, and I had some real lows and some real highs. And I won 10 grand over a weekend, and that was a great time. But then, like, I lost. And finally, I emailed him. I said, please do not let me deposit money into your. I begged him. I said, don't let me deposit money into your account anymore because I had become addicted. It was bad.
I'm going to work my hardest to get Dylan back into betting because I just want to see him spiral.
This is what I would do. This is a long time ago, by the way. This is like 2009 when I quit. I would calculate how much money I could afford to lose and like still pay bills, and I would deposit that amount into my. What site did I use? I don't remember.
I used Full Tilt. I used PokerRoom.com.
And so I would calculate how much I could afford to lose and still cover my bills, and I would just put it all in. And
man, I've never done that.
I had some lows.
Fuck, damn it, Micah. Micah just fell through a window.
The time I won 10 grand was great. That was awesome. But overall,
but other than that,
overall, this was over a few years that I played. I lost overall. So don't do it.
Dan's a degenerate like me. He's actively betting.
I just won't quit. But Micah, that gave us the wrap-up.
Oh, great. We got the wrap-up. First off, I wanted to ask.
Micah, we're the talent, by the way.
Do we have any more shouts? Does anybody have any shouts they want
to
give?
I have so many shouts, I don't know what to do with myself.
Shouts to my mom and dad.
Shouts to mom.
First of all, both avid listeners of the pod.
Shouts Dan, to the homie if you're listening. You know who you are.
Dan, do you have any shouts?
None this week.
Okay. No. Well, subscribe on iTunes.
Shouts to our troops. I'm sorry about
shouts. Yeah,
shouts,
yeah, shouts to the troops. Yeah, Army, Navy, Marines,
okay,
SEALs.
I'm going to dock his pay, by the way.
Yeah, all the troops, all the servicemen. Shouts. Subscribe on iTunes. If you already subscribed on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave us a freaking review. We got into the top 25 this week on sports podcasts.
Shouts to the people we flew by
after just 1 week of existing. So if you haven't subscribed, subscribe now. Give us a 5-star review or rating and leave a stellar review. Get in there. Let's fucking change the world together. If you're a SoundCloud person,
you're weird.
If you don't have an Apple iPhone because you're rebelling against the system or whatever the fuck your reasoning is, we're on there too. We're on SoundCloud. I'm sure they have some type of rating system you can use. Nobody cares, but you can use it. Check out our other podcasts in the Grand X Media Network, which will be sprinkled in throughout our podcast and little commercials that are annoying. And follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCast, where we will send out the link to the Pick'em site where you guys can make picks against us every week. Also, just a quick update. We are in talks with Twitter to get the at BackdoorCover handle from the jackass who started that account in 2010 and then abandoned it.
Yeah, so if you're sitting on that account, don't get too comfortable,
buddy. Telling you, that guy's dead.
We're coming for your ass.
He is in a grave somewhere. Also, email us your videos and photos from Tailgate to BackdoorCoverPodcast@gmail.com, along with any takes, questions, or grievances you might have, complaints about Dan, whatever they might be. Anybody else got anything else to say? Does anybody have anything?
I have literally nothing else to say.
No, I think for each week, though, we should maybe change the name of each segment.
I think that might be a thing.
I think that should be our idea.
Oh, also, we don't have any incredible, like, creative, hilarious reviews on iTunes yet. We've got some solid ones, but none that I thought were, like, worthy of reading on the air. So if you leave one that's good enough and funny enough, we will share it with the people so that you get some type of, you know, sexual feeling from that. Right?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
I don't know where we're going.
Oh, we're done here. Yeah. Now bump this fire theme song. Peace.